12x12 series, day 1, doubt the doubt. Chris Poyser, executive coach, Cardinal Point Leadership. Hello and welcome to day 1 of the 12x12 series. I'm Chris Poyser, executive coach at Cardinal Point Leadership. All I'm asking is that you spend about 12 minutes each day with this exercise. Listening, jotting a few notes and using it as your guide for the day. Sometimes the audio might be a little shorter or longer. If you finish early, use that extra time to reflect, jot in your journal, or simply think about how today's topic shows up for you as the day goes on. That's how you'll get the most from this journey. Revisit the audio or your notes anytime you need. This is the start of a simple, powerful journey, 12 minutes a day for 12 days at your own pace. There's no rush and no need to be perfect. Skip a day if you need to, or heck, skip a day and go do leg day at the gym instead. That's a win too. Come back when you're ready. This is about growth, not checking a box. Today's practice is all about doubting the doubt. Learning how to spot, challenge, and transform that sneaky self-doubt that can get in the way of your best leadership. And just so you know where this phrase came from, it actually started in a real coaching session. I was talking with a client who was paralyzed by uncertainty, and out of nowhere I just said, you know what? The only thing you need to do right now is doubt the doubt. It clicked for them. And for me. Sometimes all it takes is repeating that line, doubt the doubt. It's almost like a reset button for your brainstem. When you feel locked up in that cycle, say it out loud, doubt the doubt, and watch how it starts to break the loop and get you moving again. So, let's get started. Most leaders, even the best of us, wrestle with self-doubt. We project confidence, but underneath, it's normal to question ourselves. Let me really underscore this. At the very highest levels, think world-class athletes, the best cellists on the planet, elite, surgeons, SWAT team snipers, even Fortune 500 CEOs, every single one of them goes through peaks and valleys of doubt. That edge, that restless drive of never satisfied, is part of what made them great in the first place. It's the engine that pushed them to outwork, outtrain, and outprepare the competition. But here's the catch. For many, especially later in a career or after years of high performance, the internal story of doubt can start consuming them instead of fueling them. If that's where you find yourself, know this, it's not a flaw, it's normal. You're in the company of the world's best. Maybe you feel it before a big decision, or when you're speaking up in a tough meeting, or when you compare yourself to other leaders. Where does doubt show up for you? Take a moment. Think of a recent situation when that doubt crept in. Pause for reflection. The truth is, self-doubt is part of being a driven, thoughtful leader. But left unchecked, it can lead to stress, overthinking, even burnout. That inner voice that whispers, "You're not enough?" It's common. But it doesn't get to run the show. Let's walk through the process of shifting from doubt to authentic confidence. I use a 4-step approach. Recognize inner uncertainty. Challenge the doubts. Build self-assurance. Sustain authentic confidence. Right now, I invite you to pick just one area where your doubt shows up loudest. It could be giving feedback, taking a risk, leading through change, or just being your authentic self. Hold that in mind as we move forward. Short pause. Step 1. Recognize. Ask yourself, where does this doubt come from? Is it rooted in past experiences, a fear of failure, pressure to be perfect, or always comparing yourself to others? Sometimes these doubts go way back, even to childhood or to earlier experiences that shaped how you see yourself as a leader. If you notice old stories, family patterns, or early setbacks surfacing, that's completely normal. Coaching is a powerful place to safely unpack those patterns. It's not therapy, but if the past is slowing your leadership momentum, it's worth naming it, talking about it, and working through it together. Pause for a moment, and name the story you're telling yourself when you doubt. Awareness is your first move. Pause for reflection. Step 2. Challenge. Let's use my doubt method. Here's how it works. D. Detect the doubt. Name the negative thought. Maybe it's I'm not ready for this, or they'll realize I don't have all the answers. O. Observe the evidence. What real evidence supports this thought? What evidence contradicts it? Am I jumping to conclusions? What would I tell a friend? You. Understand alternatives. What's another way to look at this? What would a confident leader see? How might this challenge help me grow? B. Build new beliefs. Can I create a more empowering, true statement? Like, I've led through uncertainty before, I can do it again. T. Test and take action. What's one small action a confident leader would take here? Take it and just see what happens. Let's pause so you can walk through these 5 steps in your head, or jot down some notes if you like. Pause for self-application. Step 3. Build self-assurance. Remember, confidence isn't about bravado. It's about building evidence and practicing self-compassion. Here's what you can do, starting today. Every morning, recall a recent win, big or small. Say an affirmation out loud, I make thoughtful decisions. I am growing as a leader. Set a small intention for confidence. Today I will speak up in this meeting, or I will lead with clarity. And at the end of the day, write down what went well. These moments are your confidence file. Review them when doubt sneaks in. They're proof you're capable. Short pause. Step 4. Sustain authentic confidence. Confidence isn't a straight line. Setbacks happen. When they do, pause and ask yourself, what did I learn? Who can I talk to for honest feedback? What's my next right step? Rely on your support network, mentors, peers, friends who remind you of your strengths. And keep learning. Confidence grows when you commit to your own growth, not to perfection. Short pause. Let's wrap up with a commitment for this week. Write down one area where you will challenge self-doubt. Choose a single action, a conversation, a risk, or an affirmation you'll practice this week. And remind yourself, you don't have to feel confident to act confidently. Action comes first. Confidence follows. Pause for reflection. You've just completed day 1 of the 12x12 series. Thank yourself for showing up. If something struck you today, write it down. When you're finished with all 12 days, or whenever you feel ready, reach out and schedule a coaching session with me. We'll unpack your insights together and keep moving your leadership forward. Thanks for spending these 12 minutes with me. This is Chris Poyser, your coach at Cardinal Point Leadership. I'll see you for day 2.